This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM HD Albuquerque Santa Fe, a public service of the University of New Mexico. Also broadcasting on KRRT 90.9 Arroyo Seco Taos, KRRE 91.9 Las Vegas, KRAR 91.9 Española, and KBOM 88.7 Socorro. Music playlist, live streaming, and more online at KUNM.org.
Espejos de Aztlán.
A talk show about our communities.
Cultura, educación, política.
Salud, inmigración, historia.
When?
Mondays at 7 p.m.
Right after All Things Considered.
Espejos on KUNM 89.9.
Un programa
comprometido con nuestra comunidad. Y bienvenidos a su programa Espejos de Aztlán. Esta tarde estamos en Espejos de Aztlán con bailadoras o bailadoras también. We are this afternoon with dancers and the whole control room is ready, is warming up with these beautiful women artists from the UNM Department of Theater and Dance. And be ready because they give us a vision, their vision of this show that is going on, Spin. And welcome Donna Jewel, Sarah Hoagland, Dolores Garcia, Lisa Nevada. And thank you so much for coming for our Espejos de Aztlán show today.
Thank you very much.
I guess you were already warming up also here. I was seeing you even dancing.
No, we don't stop dancing.
Yeah, well, dancing is like life.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So we are having here this afternoon Donna Jewel, who is head of dance and the artistic director for this concert and Spin, and also the choreographer for the piece Sign, one of the pieces of this show. And let me know, what is this particular UNM concert that I usually follow? And this is the second time I'm having people from your department, and we are very happy that you could come. Let me know, what is this particular show that takes so much effort and all the energy of faculties and students?
Yeah, the faculty begin working on these pieces for the spring concert in October, sometimes earlier, as early as September. And so the students are very engaged on a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis, in working on these new pieces. Some of them are new pieces, some of them are older pieces that are restaged, working with the professors and visiting choreographers to create works that are special for this particular program, for this particular concert.
And in this particular concert, we are having a special flamenco part on it. And I was reading the press release that you also have some visiting professors preparing the choreography. Let me know what is some. Please explain me something about it, and maybe also our listeners would like to know, what are these shows, this part of the shows? Who are these choreographers that are on the back or on the front of this show?
Yeah, I'm going to speak to that for a little bit, and then I'm going to turn it over to Dolores Garcia, who's actively participating in dancing in those works. We are fortunate to have a visiting professor line in flamenco. It's a very unusual and unique position in the United States and in the world, and we bring guest artists from Spain at least once a semester, sometimes twice a semester, to give advanced master classes and to set a work on our students. And this is a very unique opportunity. And I think Dolores can speak a little bit to that as well.
Great. Thank you, Donna. It's been a really great opportunity to be able to work with all of these guest artists. Our professors in the flamenco program are really engaged with the flamenco community in Spain, and they put a lot of thought into choosing the artists that they bring to stay with us for 4 to 5 weeks during the semester. And they take that time to choreograph an original work on the UNM ensemble. And three of those works are being presented during this concert.
And we're going to have a little taste of the music. Let's begin with these fandangos, the Sonia Olla, this a little part of the music that you're going to have in your show, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen a little bit.
Camino que me lleva a tu casa, que salga el sol por donde quiera, pero por la mañana, que está salga la luna, a quemarse a mi amante, porque ya le pongan la estrella a su volante.
What is this? It says it's a fandango. What is a fandango in terms of flamenco, in the language of flamenco?
Well, flamenco is interpreted in many different types. It's separated into different types. They're called flamenco palos. And a fandango is a type of flamenco palo that's been used since the beginning of flamenco. What's interesting about this fandango is that although it's very historic, it's also very contemporary. The music was composed by Sonia Olla's husband, Ismael de la Rosa, that was also here during her four-week stay last spring. And so a fandango is a certain type of flamenco music, and it has certain conventions and certain types of traditions that are tied into it.
Dolores, your name is Dolores Garcia.
Yes.
And we are on Espejos de Aztlán. And one of the things we always want to highlight is how much can we value our culture, and what's the link for you to dance, in this case, flamenco, and if there is some kind of heart of your own heritage that gives you the passion to dance it, or how did you decide to go through this way in your life?
We're lucky to have a lot of flamenco here in Albuquerque. It's been in Albuquerque for about four generations, and it's very accessible to all types of people. And so although it's not necessarily rooted in New Mexican culture, it's rooted long enough so that people that have grown up here are surrounded with it their entire lives, and they're able to have access to it in a way that they aren't able to have access to it in any other part of the country.
Did you dance any other kind of dance before? Flamenco?
I danced ballet folklorico when I was a child and a teenager.
Well, it was a kind of really root in the dance, el folclore mexicano, or that kind of music that was opening the door to this other.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it gave me a really strong foundation in rhythm and footwork articulation.
Let's listen a little bit another piece of this show that it will take this, as it was described by yourself, vibrant and visionary flamenco. So I guess there is also not only traditional, but also something else. Let's listen a little bit of this Caña de Niño de los Reyes. This piece is part of your show. In this performance, you are just began this weekend, isn't it? And Donna, how is going all this performance with all these students and faculties working around all these shows? We're going to talk also about all the parts of this of this show.
Yeah, it's going very well. We've had really good audiences, very receptive audiences. And I think what's really unique, I know that's what's unique about the dance program at the University of New Mexico, is this flamenco concentration standing next to the contemporary dance concentration and how those two genres inform each other. And I have to tell you, when I came here 12 years ago to head the program, I knew very little about flamenco. And now I'm sitting here and I'm listening to that music that you just played, and it gets under my skin because I know a little bit more about the art form. And it's a very, very beautiful, deep art form. And once, it's just like anything, it's like any language. Once you know more about it, you understand it and you enjoy it more. And so I really encourage people to come out and see dance of any kind, because the more you see, the more you understand, the more you receive from it.
And maybe you also, you get more engaged as well.
Exactly.
And in this show that is called Spin, what is Spin? And we want to also let our listeners know that this show is a dance concert. This is a faculty dance concert with artistic director Donna Jewel, who is with us tonight. And the choreography by Concha Jareño, Donna Jewel herself, Donald McHale, Sonia Olia, Erika Puhik, Vladimir Condereche, and Niño de los Reyes. And it's taking place these days on February 26, 27, 28 at 7:30 p.m. and March the 1st at 2 p.m. We want also to let our listeners know that UNM Department of Theatre and Dance is giving a pair of tickets for our listeners. We'll wait for your calls after the show. I'll be hosting Raíces as well. And Donna, you were saying about intertwin. It's like a show in which there is this flamenco high passion and high heart in this spin show, like linking with very contemporary shows, as I could see. Let me know, how did you organize all this all together, and what's your expectation for more and more of these shows?
Yes. Whoever's the artistic director from the faculty of the dance program takes a look at what's happening in the program at the time. And because of the visiting professor in the flamenco line, there are many works that are now in the repertory. And so the flamenco faculty then start to choose what they believe they want to hone for the concert. And then I speak with the modern dance or contemporary dance professors and ask them what they'd like to do. So it's really, I'm the artistic director, but each of the pieces is really directed by the choreographer and the rehearsal director themselves. I try to bring the show together. I choose the order of the show, so it's a good adventure. It's a good journey, hopefully. And I choose the title. And to be honest, every year that I have to choose a title for a collection of dance works, it's really a struggle. So I usually try to find a verb, a movement word. And yeah. This year it's spin.
This year it's spin. Yeah. So let's have a spin. And let's go and have a little piece of... just the taste, as I used to say, of shifting voices. And then I'll ask you, to you and whoever else is here available, to talk about shifting voices, to talk about it. And this is Shifting Voices, another part of this concert, and it really sounds very avant-garde or very electronic. And we have here one of the bailadoras, or una de las bailarinas, and in this case, Sara Hoogland, you are performing in this Shifting Voices that we are just having a taste of it.
Yes, I am.
What's your part on it, and who are the other students or faculty members who are working on this?
Sure.
Well, Shifting Voices is a new work choreographed by Erica Poyek, who is a visiting professor. This is her second semester here with us at the university, and we all couldn't be more grateful. She's so wonderful to work with. The piece Shifting Voices particularly is an ensemble work for 16 cast members. It's one of the largest works that I've been a part of. We work as an ensemble. There's some really great solo and duet moments in the middle, but I feel very united with my cast members. It's a great, angular, very punching piece.
And what are the voices you are shifting?
Oh, wow. I think this piece gives me a great opportunity to kind of explore an angsty, powerful side of myself, which is a really great opportunity.
We want to highlight who are dancing in Shifting Voices. Also with Sarah Hoagland will be Dalila Bayed, Maria Baker, Jamie Book, Ariel Burge, Sonia Engman, Georgia Evans, and Caitlin Innes, Emily Innes, Andrea Lozano, Alicia Pope, T. Redding, Shelley Stockham, Ashley Thompson, Armijo, Esteban Velasco, Romero, and Kelly Walsh. Also, very diverse voices are
yes,
here in this,
so.
in this work. So, and we have another piece we want to highlight, which is the Rainbow, or how is Rainbow Etude. So, we're going to have a little taste of it. Let's see if our listeners might like to go.
Look over yonder, hot sun turning over, and it won't go down, it won't go down. Did you ever hear that?
Did you ever hear
cuckoo, a bird calling?
Cuckoo, a bird calling.
Did you ever hear that?
Did you ever hear
cuckoo, a bird calling?
Cuckoo, a bird calling.
Sure sign of rain. I've been wondering if anybody wondered about me.
And you're listening music for the Rainbow Etude, and this is, as I can read from the UNM press of this program, it's part of restaging Donald McHale's Rainbow Etude from 1996, and also was even older.
1959, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Lisa Nevada can speak to this.
Oh,
she's
so Lisa, thank you again for coming. And Lisa Nevada, you are also performing in this part of the show. What's this show? What is this part about? And let us give us some twist about or some guess to help us to think maybe I'll go to see these beautiful ladies in this part.
Sure.
What is this part of? How would you describe it? Imagine that this person is not seeing you.
Sure. Well, the Rainbow Etude, as we had mentioned, it's based off of Donald McHale's Rainbow Around My Shoulder, which was choreographed in 1959, and through the American Dance Legacy Initiative, they commissioned Donald to develop an etude, which is basically like a distillation of the work. So it's about 3.5 minutes, and it's a 3.5 minute journey that the dancer goes through. It's set to a traditional work song based off of Chain Gangs. And through this particular work, it's really embodying humanity. The struggle, the joy, the strength, the power, the innocence of, how we all used to be when we were children, but then also finding our inner strength and pushing forward, and feeling that connection to our brothers and sisters in this life together. And the movement itself, it's so varied. It's full body and it's 3.5 minutes, but it feels like you've been dancing for 3 hours sometimes. And, you know, it really, it's telling a story. I feel that as I go through this piece that I'm sharing a story with those who are in the audience. And I think everyone can connect to it on some level. There's something in it for everyone in that short amount of time.
Before the show, we were just talking with you, Lisa, about your Latino Hispanic heritage. And as Espejos de Slan is a show in which we want to highlight achievements, success, and the positive things we can achieve even in our diversity, but particularly through open access to everybody, as Dolores was saying as well. You were telling me that your family is a Latina, or your heritage is Latina. How was it for you to begin to dance? Was it easy? Or was it this university open to you for your choices?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I started dancing at a very, very young age. I don't think my parents knew that dance would stick, or that I would stick with dance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, dance has always been really a part of who I am. But through the University of New Mexico and this particular dance program, I've been exposed and opened up to so many different styles of contemporary, styles of flamenco, being influenced by theater, being influenced by music, and all of those things coming together through dance. And I've had incredible opportunities to experience such a diverse, forms of dance. And I always, you know, explain to people that I feel that this dance program is kind of a hidden gem in the desert. Nobody really knows about. And once they find out about it, they come back over and over again. Erica is a fine point. This is her second time here. And, you know, people want to come back because they see the dedication and the hard work. You know, we're doing it. The dancers here, I feel, are doing it before the love, the passion, the joy. And, you know, we're certainly not doing it to just, you know, to be showy about it. But we're really, you know, trying to share something of ourselves.
And you are doing very well because you are your final art dissertation, something like that. Is so you are really achieving in your way, and I'm very happy to hear that. And congratulations!
Thank you.
And Donna, there is a particular piece in which you are the choreographer, and this is Signs. We're going to listen a little bit of it, and if you can let us know what is this about.
Yeah, this is Ethiopian jazz from the 1970s.
I was curious, why did you choose that when I was reading and listening? How did you find this piece?
I've listened to Ethiopian jazz before, and I found it really, really fascinating. A really fascinating conglomeration of jazz and North African music. So I find it kind of creepy and kitschy at the same time, and that's pretty much what my piece is like. The piece Signs is really film noir, mm-hmm. and the other half of the soundtrack is actually sitting here at the table. Lisa Nevada uses text for half of the piece. She's on a microphone and she's improvising text. Whatever is in her head comes out, and the dancers are dancing, and they wear black overcoats and the piece is lit like it's a parking lot at 2 in the morning.
Oh my God.
It sounds scary, but it's it's a mysterious and a humorous piece at the same time. And I chose the Ethiopian jazz because I also found it very mysterious and kind of funny. And so that for me, that's why that piece of music goes with the work.
So we go through flamenco rooted in this very popular culture and very ancestral music with Dolores Garcia, very urban one with this. There is another piece we didn't mention, which is
Whiplash by mm-hmm. Vladimir Kondaheshi, mm-hmm. and it has music by the Rolling Stones. It's very athletic, and it has an enormous pendulum that swings on stage, and the theme of the piece is about time and how we experience time.
Mm-hmm. It looks like every part of this spin performance and concert has lots of things to tell us and maybe lots of things to think about. But not me. I like it. It's not through a speech. It's through the body. So congratulations to everybody.
Thank you.
For this performance. We invite our listeners to go to this concert, Spin, which is a faculty dance concert with artistic director Donna Jewel, taking place February 27th, 28th at 7:30 p.m. and March the 1st at 2 p.m. in the Rodi Theatre Center for the Arts in UNM main campus. I'm going to repeat this information afterwards as well. We really appreciate a pair of tickets you are giving to our listeners, and hopefully they'll call afterwards. Thank you so much for
you
all.
Thank you.
Thank you.